Thanks for coming up here. Have you ever had something in your hands that you were supposed to guard and watch and you didn't or you couldn't? Did you ever spill something? Carrying it to the table and or you knock over a glass? You ever do that? Come on, show me your hands. Did you ever drop something? Okay. I had a circumstance when I was a younger kid that I was at my grandmother's house, and Grandpa always liked to include the kids, so he made sure that we would get a part of the job. In this case, we were painting, I think it was a fence, I don't remember. What I do remember is that my sister handed me the bucket, and that Grandpa said, no, make sure he carries it in two hands. I think I should have used the handle. I was carrying a bucket of paint like this. And you know what happens when you carry a bucket of paint like this in front of your eyes? You can't see your feet. And what happens when you can't see your feet?
Then
I tripped. And what happens to the paint? Sploosh! It went all the way out there, and boy, did it make a mess. Took us forever to clean it up, and it isn't very good to paint the fence when you've got paint all over the place. You ever do something bad like that? I mean, that's really kind of bad because paint is sticky and goes all over. What was really fascinating to me was how it turned out. I felt so bad, and my grandpa made me feel better. He gave me a donut or something. You know how you gotta sometimes eat to feel better. But then eventually, I really felt better because the next week my sister came, and over that spill, which couldn't be cleaned up, she drew eyes and a mouth and made it into a happy face. And for years in the garage, they would drive in and out on top of the spill that I made. Did you know there's a spill up here by the altar? I almost hit Mr. Herring. I was up on a scaffolding and I dropped stain, but it's covered over. You don't even know it's there. Stain. I was trying to stain the cross.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know, it isn't that you have accomplished. The church of the living stones is you. The church itself, the building is a nice place, but the building is not what the church is, who you are. And it's you that are carrying the gospel in your hearts. You're the ones. That's why we work so hard in Sunday school and in school and in children's messages and in worship. We want you to get the precious good news of Jesus. And in a way, it's okay if you spill it out, right? Because that's what you're supposed to be, the carriers of that good news. It's when we found our life, when we build it on the living stone of Jesus, that the church becomes exactly what it is, to proclaim the glory of God, to tell others that there is a covering. No matter what you've done in messing up, no matter what has happened in your life, you have the covering of Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful story? It's good. It's a good outcome, no matter what happens to you in your life. You may return to your seats.